Das Lied Electronic Babies ist entstanden in einer Zeit, in der ich das Gefühl hatte, komplett überfordert zu sein vom Internet.
I wrote the song Electronic Babies at a time when I was feeling overwhelmed by the Internet, social networks and all that stuff. So I switched off my phone and put it away in the cupboard. And yet I still felt connected by an umbilical cord that was feeding me such useless information.
Unnützen Informationen füttert.
That was Tobias Bambauschka on the birth of his song Electronic Babies, the title track on his new album. We'll be hearing some more useless information from him and about him and his band Isolation Berlin in just a sec. Our other Made in Germany highlights for November include recent releases by Andrea Casablanca, G-Rag und die Landlergeschwister, Salomea and Ibo. Welcome to the latest edition of the Popcast, a Goethe-Institut und Zündfunk Bayern 2 co-production. This is Darth David Creedon presenting the English-language rendition of Angie Portman's lineup. Let's get started with a song Angie's in love with. It's called Verliebt in dieses Lied, which means in love with this song.
Wir waren so klein und waren so verliebt.
In dem Lied geht es um eine Sehnsucht nach einer Zeit, in der ich persönlich erfüllt war von einem Glauben irgendwie an meine Zukunft.
The song is about my nostalgic longing for a time when I was filled with faith in my future, in the world, believing that everything would somehow turn out all right. It's about my childhood, when I felt very safe and protected, still believed in God, and had an exhilarating lust for life. It's about the exhilaration of being on summer break, and falling in love with a song I can really relate to. You can be in love with something other than a person. It can be a song, or a poem, or even a new skateboard or something when you're a kid. So that's what it's all about, a sense of blissful faith in the world, and a longing for that feeling.
Gefühl der glückseligen Zuversicht der Welt gegenüber. Und ja, es geht um eine Sehnsucht nach diesem Gefühl.
That was Tobias Bambochka, Isolation Berlin singer and lyricist, providing the backstory to their nostalgic number Verliebt in dieses Lied, In Love with This Song. Angie Portman fell in love with the band's debut album entitled Und aus den Wolken tropft die Zeit, in other words, And Time Drops from the Clouds. And she wasn't the only one. The record featured on a number of best album lists back in 2017. Isolation Berlin's new album, Electronic Babies, their fourth record to date, will probably be rated one of the best albums of the year too. Because nobody deconstructs his own surroundings and himself as poignantly, accurately and mercilessly as Tobias Bambochka. Only to end up, time after time, resorting to the most romantic problem-solving strategy of all, love. But love is no match for digital overload, and that's what led to Bambochka's title song, Electronic Babies. I was simply overwhelmed at the time, deluged with strange thoughts, strange opinions, a total overload of stimuli and impressions. It made my anxieties, my depression much worse. Everything became much more extreme. It really wore me out. So I tried putting this feeling into words.
Über dieses Gefühl habe ich versucht, einen Text zu schreiben.
Musically speaking, Isolation Berlin spring from chanson to pop and post-punk and back again. They call it proto-pop. Their melange of melancholy, nostalgia, pain and passion, and not forgetting Bambochka's wry humour, makes Electronic Babies quite a blast. And it features Sven Regner and his trumpet. Element of Crime's frontman has come out as a big fan of Isolation Berlin. And the feeling's mutual. Tobias Bambochka is big on Element of Crime and has been for some time.
Element of Crime habe ich entdeckt mit 18 im Kunstunterricht.
When I was 18, my best friend turned me on to Element of Crime in art class. It grabbed me straight away. Element of Crime's music has stayed with me ever since, and it gave me access to a new way of writing lyrics, or rather, combining rock and roll and bands like the Velvet Underground, artists like Bob Dylan, combining this kind of music with my second great love, poetry.
Diese Art von Musik zu verbinden mit meiner zweiten großen Liebe, der Lyrik.
The band have stayed with me through many years and got me through many winters. We were very lucky to get to know the band, and we've become friends over time. We've toured together. We're even in their new Element of Crime film with them. We were also very lucky to get Sven Regner to play trumpet on our new record, on a track whose lyrics were heavily influenced by his.
Und haben auch das große Glück gehabt, dass Sven Regner jetzt auf einem Lied auf der neuen Platte sogar Trompete spielt, das tatsächlich auch sehr beeinflusst wurde textlich.
The song's about a period in which I used to listen to Element of Crime all the time with my girlfriend. They're a very important band to us. They've been with me for 20 years now, as a fan, and now as a friend too, which I find very enriching, and which I'm eternally grateful for.
Empfinde ich als große Bereicherung und ich bin dafür sehr dankbar.
Let's linger in Berlin for Andrea Casablanca, famed as one of the indie duo Gurr. Here's a song off her debut solo album called See More Glass.
I hate my guts now, I'd never be the same. I turn my head down, away from the distress, and I melt down. I hate my guts now, they'll never.
Andrea Casablanca says the title of her first solo album, See More Glass, is about new ways of seeing, about different realities we can perceive only by looking through different windows, which in turn helps us think about things differently. The title is also an allusion to Seymour Glass, the main character in J.D. Salinger's short story A Perfect Day for Banana Fish, an idiosyncratic character who sees more than just the conventional surface, and this is what proves his undoing. The music on Seymour Glass is a fascinating mix of catchy indie pop melodies, lo-fi sound, synth and noisy garage rock. That mix worked really well for Gurr, but Andrea Casablanca's focus has shifted to pop, and her sound is a bit more electronic and experimental, a little weirder, inspired by artists like Grimes and Tirza, she says.
Ich weiß noch, als Art Angels von Grimes rauskam,
I remember when Grimes' Art Angels first came out. The album is very pop, but also extra weird. The voices change so fast. The sounds change radically too, with lots of treble, lots of high notes and layering. I found all these little bits and bobs super exciting. As for Terza's influence, it's mainly a matter of working with reputation and not being afraid of lo-fi. Lo-fi always sounds as if it were somehow bad or not such high quality. But I think it's a kind of sound that works really well all the same and has so much soul. Both artists make such soulful, creative music, and I really felt like producing my own music and coming up with all these little sounds myself and having fun with them, which is something I think you can hear on some of the songs.
Und ich glaube, so klingen die Songs teilweise auch.
Seymour Glass is a statement by a musician who really seems to have found herself. Casablanca sounds vulnerable, but also self-assured. Philipp Janssen, a member of Von Spahr und die Sterne, helped her produce it.
Ich habe mich super respektiert gefühlt.
I felt highly respected.
Sehr gesehen.
He definitely knew I had a clear-cut vision, and he'd always check to make sure I was okay with what he was doing, which, I might add, is not a matter of course with men in the music industry. So I was very grateful.
Andrea Casablanca hails from Nuremberg and is now based in Berlin. She has toured Europe and North America extensively with Gurr, even opening for the Strokes, so she knows the life of a professional performing pop artist and its demands. Lose Somebody, perhaps one of the most important songs on the new album, is about Casablanca's own ambitions and how she coped with burnout and depression.
Also mein Track Lose Somebody is so ein bisschen...
Lose Somebody is a somewhat painful song, though I think it's also a lot of fun to perform live. It's about losing yourself in your ambition. I don't think that's so bad per se, but I had such hellacious emotional outbursts, I could actually feel it physically. When I got upset, I'd stay upset for a very, very long time. At some point I thought to myself, wow, I don't recognize myself at times like that. I don't understand understand what's wrong with me. That's when I wrote Lose Somebody. I was a little sad afterwards. That's not the way I want to be. So that's what the song's about.
Yeah, und davon handelt der Song.
That was Andrea Casablanca's Trapped in Space, a song about a doubtful relationship and about projecting personal anxieties onto a relationship.
Trapped in Space is a very cute song because I remember I was in a writer's retreat and had a crush on someone. And the guy really led me on, as they say. He really gave me the feeling something was going on there. But there was actually nothing going on. It's always this in-between state that drives you crazy. When I think back on the song, it has a lot to do with anxiety. When you're in this thought spiral, oh no, I just can't seem to get out of it. I'm totally stuck. And I'm like, girl, you've got better fish to fry than to spend all your time thinking about someone who doesn't feel the same way about you.
Die nicht dasselbe für dich empfindet.
G-Rag und die Landler-Geschwister will be celebrating their 20th anniversary next year. This Munich brass band, with sometimes as many as 16 members, have released half a dozen albums over the years. This time around, they're joined by Micha Acher of the Nordtwist and members of the band What Are People For? On their latest album called Ins Freie, which means something like Into the Open, G-Rag und die Landler-Geschwister cover a wild assortment of music ranging from Krautrock by the German experimental band Cannes and pop songs by The Cure to music by the pioneering Ethiopian Mulato Astatke and the Brazilian accordionist Camarão. Camarão's song Seria do Mar is drawn from a record entitled Imaginary Soundtrack to a Brazilian Western Movie, but it has less to do with cowboy sound than with traditional Brazilian forró music. G-Rag und die Landler-Geschwister, a Munich-based band, also use cumbia music by the multinational Malfino Collective as a template for their own slightly quirky and wonderfully free-spirited take on Bavarian brass music. But what we found most amazing was their rendition of My Moon, My Man, the Canadian Feist's big international hit in 2007. Bandleader Andy Stäbler explains.
Meistens ist es so bei den Coverversionen, dass einer der Musiker irgendeine Idee hat und sagt, ach, das würde ich gern spielen.
When it comes to cover versions, the way it usually happens is that one of the musicians comes up with an idea and says, oh, I'd like to play that. And then the question is, who's going to arrange it for the horns? We all got a big kick out of the Feist number, because you can sing it in two voices with Manu. We're fans of The Cure and Cannes too, of course. We actually started out just covering Hank Williams, and then it all opened up a bit.
Hank Williams zu covern, und das hat sich dann alles so ein bisschen erweitert.
My Moon, My Man by Feist, the pixie of Canadian pop music, is covered here by four clarinets, three trumpets, two bass trumpets, and a tuba, along with drums, guitar, banjo, and accordion. So this is brass music with a difference. It's rough-edged, but extremely charming, and as thrilling as a ride on a cheroplane. The title of the album, Ins Freie, is borrowed from a book by the late Bavarian novelist Oskar Maria Graf. Andy Stäbler explains why.
Das ist eine Kapitelüberschrift aus dem Buch Wir sind Gefangene von Oskar Maria Graf.
It's the title of a chapter in the book Wir sind Gefangene, We're Prisoners, by Oskar Maria Graf. Graf is very important to us because we're from Munich and we Bavarians are imbued with everyday anarchism. But he was and always will be an avowed anti-fascist in our eyes, hence the reference to Oskar Maria Graf.
Auch der Bezug zu Oskar Maria Graf.
Let's head up from Munich now to Cologne for Salomea and their new album, Good Life.
Feelings too.
On Good Life, their third album to date, Salomeer have smoothly fused jazz, soul, funky hip-hop vibes and playful electronic music into a coherent whole. This Cologne-based band draws their inspiration from jazz pioneer Kamasi Washington and his collaborations with Kendrick Lamar. More generally speaking, the band are heavily influenced by the scene at Brainfeeder, an independent record label in LA, and its artists, especially Flying Lotus, Thundercat, and Hiatus Coyote, says Salomea's frontwoman, Rebecca Salomea Ziegler. Ziegler grew up in a musical family in the Black Forest. Her mother is an American clarinetist, and her father a German horn player. She went on to study jazz in Cologne, played in the Bundes Jazz Orchester, and was twice nominated for the German Jazz Award. She started up her band in 2014. Salomea's latest release, Good Life, is an empowering album, but it doesn't shy away from the darker sides of life, including grief. I asked Ziegler how she manages to sound so effortless and elegant in songs about such heavy subjects.
Genau diese zwei Aspekte gehören für mich zusammen. Also das Feiern von Mothers und
To my mind, these two aspects go together. The celebration of mothers and LGBTQ plus role models and empowerment through the influences I've experienced goes hand in hand with loss and grief. I've been struggling with fear and loss and with grief my whole life long. I try not to view them as dark sides, despite some awfully dark periods of grief I've been through. And may yet go through in future. But this album is intended to shine a light, as well as to make the case for simplicity, for taking the path of least resistance within the music. That's an expression and a way of thinking that our co-producer Ono Tai has instilled in me. So shout out to Ono Tai.
Deswegen shout out an Ono Tai.
Used to let the boys talk shit, now I laugh. Used to only want, now I have.
Das ganze Album beschäftigt sich ja mit Transformation.
The whole album is about the transformation of pain into beauty, using a wide range of different colors.
Karma's a bitch
is an angry color that I felt deserved some space. A loud, aggressive color that belongs to me too and finds expression here. But beneath this flexing lies an earnest reckoning with shaming and bullying. And I stand up for my younger self in the song. You can definitely hear some sexual self-empowerment in the music.
Ja, bisschen sexuelle Selbstermächtigung klingt auf jeden Fall auch durch.
That was Salomea on the subtext to her song Karma's a Bitch. The album title Good Life radiates hope and encouragement. Because despairing and just giving up is not an option, says Rebecca Ziegler. The featured guests on Good Life are likewise all about empowerment.
Auf dem Titeltrack ist der Londoner Rapper Oscar World Peace zu hören.
The title track features the London rapper Oscar World Peace and on Karma's a Bitch, which we were just talking about. You can hear the wild signature sound of our old saxophonist friend Fabi Dudek, as well as Ray Lozano on the tune Knock Knock, which is a tremendous honour for me. I'm Ray's biggest fan and I love her voice, her whole aura. The song also fits in very nicely in terms of the subject matter. It's about diasporic roots and uprooting and about family constellations. Ray and I are also very good friends and we support each other as much as we can. I'm very grateful to her for everything she does for me. We love the Cologne scene and have lots of friends and fellow musicians here who make very, very good music. There are some great venues, especially for improvised music, but we love the Berlin scene too. Personally, I don't feel tied to one particular place, which I figure is an advantage, so we'll see.
Ich fühle mich persönlich nicht an einen Ort gebunden, was, glaube ich, ein Vorteil ist. Deswegen, man wird sehen.
Hey, was geht? Das ist der Anrufbeantworter von FC Chaya. Falls du einen Crush hast, drück die 1. Falls du Herzschmerz hast, drück die 2. Falls du Gästeliste brauchst, drück die 3. Ihr wisst, wir sind immer da für unsere Chayas. Wir supporten euch, wir lieben euch. FC Chaya forever.
Let's wind it down with Ebo's new album, FC Chaya. There are no homophobic digs at this club. On the contrary, as Ebo makes clear in the opener, the album celebrates queer love, the queer community. Ebru Dudzgun, a rapper and singer from Munich, now based in Berlin, has been in the German language rap business for over 10 years. But never before has Ebo, as she calls herself, released an album from the queer perspective through and through, from start to finish. The song Ebru's Story is about her own personal coming out, how she was so afraid to be different as a kid that she even contemplated suicide, and how she didn't come out to her family till she became an adult. This is great rap storytelling that can really get under your skin. The final song on the album, Free, is a case in point, on which Ebo raps, Ich habe noch nie so fucking Angst gehabt. I've never been so fucking scared. Ebo takes on racism, nationalism, and rampant hopelessness with the sonorous cry, Free my people. Whether it's a political anthem, a feminist manifesto, or a queer love song, of which there are several on FC Chaya, Ebo's lyrics and style are one of a kind, and FC Chaya is, in spite of all, an extremely positive album. So much for this edition of the Popcast, produced by the Goethe-Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2. Ralf Sommer will be back in December. Meanwhile, this is Doggone Dave Greeden signing off on Angie Portman's Popcast. Have a not too dark November.
Es war stupid, aber ich glaubte an Cupid, Mama. Wusste nicht, dass ich auf Gerd stand, vermutete es, Baba. Checkte nicht mal, was lesbisch denn war. Hätte Taisy mich nicht gefragt, hätte ich keinem was gesagt. Ein Geheimnis, das ich trug, seitdem ich klein bin. Betete zu Gott, er soll mich heilen. Saß mit sieben im Bad, bereit, um mir die Adern aufzuschneiden. Hatte Crushes seit dem Kindergarten, wahrscheinlich schon im Kinderwagen. Plötzlich hörte ich andere Kinder sagen, ii, du bist schwul, zum Klassenkameraden. Musste fahren, man findet schlimm, wie ich bin. Ich war kein schlimmes Kind, also verschwieg ich, in wen ich verliebt bin. Wenn sie fragen, sag sie na, steh auf Lukas und Jamal. Dabei stand ich auf Olive und Kaline, Lehang, Olivia und die eine aus der siebten. Zu viele Crushes und keinem konnte ich's erzählen. Viel auf in der Schule, kleidet mich anders als die Mädchen. Meine Taten dachten, meine Ästhetik ist athletisch. Baggy Hosen, Big Sweater, auf dem Dismal, love you better. Love Stories in meiner Fantasie. Dachte, in meinem echten Leben passiert mir das nie. Dumme Teenage Boys klärten meine großen Lieben. Und ich lag allein und still auf meiner Wolke 7.
Wenn sie mich nicht lieben, wer liebt mich dann?
Meine Leute, meine Freunde, meine Fans.
Wie kann ich mich denn lieben, wenn sie's nicht kann?
Meine Mama, meine Taten und der Nähe.
Wenn sie mich nicht lieben, wer liebt mich dann?
Meine Leute, meine Freunde, meine Fans.
In der Nachtszene mit meinem besten Freund am Abgehen. Wollte sie mir erzählen, suchte nur ein Zeichen. Plötzlich lief, we are your friends. Es reichte, meinte, können wir kurz raus. Ich brauch frische Luft, dein Blick war verdutzt. Liefen um den Club, blieb plötzlich stehen. Fing an zu reden, ich hoff, du hasst mich nicht, wenn ich dir das erzähle. Doch ich stehe auf Frauen und denke, ich bin lesbisch. Hast mich angestarrt, lügst du echt nicht? Nahm deine Hand, schau, wie schnell mein Herz schlägt. Stille, plötzlich kam zurück, ich bin auch gay. Junge, Junge, warte, du bist auch gay. Was ein Plot, was ein Geschenk von Gott. Hätt nie geträumt, nie gehofft, dass jemand wie du kommt. Queer, Kurdi, Alevite, checkst den Stress mit der Familie. Danke, dass du immer da warst. Du weißt nicht, wie sehr ich dich liebe.
Wenn sie mich nicht lieben, wer liebt mich dann?
Meine Leute, meine Freunde, meine Fans.
Man den Dreh raus. In Berlin sehen wir gay zu Hause ziemlich straight aus. Konnt mich nicht outen, also bin ich weggezogen. Bei jeder Frage um den Freund hab ich direkt gelogen. Hey, Ich hatte die krassesten Frauen, jeder meiner Exe derbe schön und schlau. Doch sie euch vorzustellen, hätte ich mich niemals getraut. Und die Zeit verging, jeder Cousin hat einen Ring, macht ein Kind. Ich war unterwegs, machte mein Ding. Mama sagt, sie ist beschäftigt mit Rappen und Singen. Das Letzte, woran sie dachte, ist, dass ich lesbisch bin. Und ich wollte einfach keinen Stress in ihren Stress reinbringen. Bis ihre Schwester gecheckt hat, dass irgendwas nicht stimmt. Sabatais in Berlin und wir sitzen im Café und sie fragt mich direkt und ich hab sie erzählt und sie hat mich umarmt und ich hab nur geweint und sie hat nur gesagt, du bist niemals allein und wir lieben dich und weißt du nicht, dass wir deine Familie sind, füreinander da, in Höhen und in Tiefen sind, das Leben ist zu kurz für diesen Shit und das weißt du, egal auf wen du stehst, Ebro, du bleibst du und weil du nur dieses eine Leben hast, kann keiner dir sagen, wie du zu leben hast und mach dich bitte niemals klein vor Verwandten und Bekannten und mach dich bitte frei von all den negativen Gedanken und sei dir bitte sicher, wir sind immer an deiner Seite. Manche Dinge brauchen Zeit, doch warte nicht zu lange.
Wenn sie mich nicht lieben, wer liebt mich dann? Kann ich mich denn lieben, wenn sie es nicht kann? Wenn sie mich nicht lieben, wer liebt mich dann? Kann ich mich denn lieben, wenn sie es nicht kann?
Ben seni resmen olman benim için hiçbir şey değiştirmez güzelim benim. İstediklerini yapmaya çalış bu dünyada. Bir kez yaşıyorsun, onun için de tadına bak. Başka bir şey kafana takma. Ve unutma ki ben her zaman senin yanındayım. Hiçbir zaman seni yalnız bırakmam. Her alanda ve her konuda seni kocaman öpüyorum. İyi ki varsın.